Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about what a lot of brands are going through these days. Based on the environment that we're in, many of these companies, tech, consumer products, any product you deal with today, is in a situation where they've had to look at pivoting. If they don't have a product or a category that can adapt itself to the current environment we're in, pivoting's an option. When you look at pivoting, many companies that are risk adverse don't feel comfortable pivoting. And when we look at this, pivoting or redirecting your path, as I'd put it in the Visionary Chronicles, is essential when you've got an environment that we're in today. And I'll put a caveat out there. Pivoting is integral to your future, your success, and your longevity. But you just have to make sure it's part of your core competency. Not only your core competency, but how you've positioned your brand in the marketplace. Is it going to damage the brand? Are you putting yourself at risk for pivoting into a category where you have no competency? That's definitely a risk you have to evaluate and see the impact to your company and to your brand. But nonetheless, you have to pivot. Find a way to build, grow, and adapt to the marketplace. This is an integral piece of what companies are going through these days in this environment. And it is risky. There are many brands where, again, being risk adverse, they feel this is too risky. But I can tell you from Seth Godin, safe is risky. Risky is safe. So when you look at the environment we're in today, doing nothing is worse than doing something. So when you look at your company or your brand, we look at the current environment that we're in, is pivoting an option? In many times and instances, when you have companies, brands down 90, 95% in revenue versus others that are extremely successful in the environment we're in, had a core competency and adapted themselves to this environment. This is always something you should be planning for in your foundational principles around your brand. This should not come as any surprise, whether it's a coronavirus or some other type of storm that hits your business. I looked this up in the dictionary, and I usually like to do this because it gives you kind of the context of what this is all about when we say pivoting. And the definition in the dictionary is actually to modify while retaining some continuity with previous version. What's interesting about that is when they say continuity, previous version, what it really is and how it means and how it translates to companies, to brands, is that it has to fit within your core competency of what you're currently doing. You're just effectively adapting what you already know how to do. But the fact that you're pivoting, you need to have that core competency. And when we talk about continuity, previous version, retaining. So these are all things that are integral when you look at evaluating a strategy to pivot in the environment that you're in that was unexpected. So as a necessity relative to the current environment we're in, this is a classic case. There's been technology advances, work at home advances. These are all things that you need to pivot on. And aren't necessarily related to your product. They're related to your culture. They're related to the environment that people work together in as a team. The ability for you to adapt, to pivot, to be effective and efficient while pivoting is going to measure your success in the marketplace. So you need to have the ability to reevaluate where you're at, what the opportunity currently is, what is your core competency relative to your skill set, employees, and your overall foundational platform that's made you successful? And then once you evaluate that, define the strategy, find the opportunity, identify the risk, you redeploy. So when you redeploy, you're effectively sending the troops back out into the marketplace with the same positioning of your brand, the same culture of your brand, but you're effectively adapting your product category to something you already know how to do from a process standpoint. So you can either take time to panic, which goes back to it's better to do something than nothing. So you can either take time to panic or you can take time to evaluate. But don't throw things at a wall. I've seen many brands that we work with at Liquid Mind, and we've had to go through this extensive process with them. We don't want to throw things at a wall. We don't want to take a shotgun approach. It's even more important when you look at the environment that we're in is being able to have a rifle approach, a very focused approach to where the opportunity in this new marketplace exists. And I say exists for your company, your brand, your culture, and your people. So you're effectively reevaluating and redeploying. So take time to evaluate. Stay away from the panic mode. I've seen many companies where they get into the panic mode, get into a rush, what I call a rush cycle of bringing products to market with really no plan on how to build the marketplace, how to get it into this new channel of distribution, which now is the majority of the sales, direct-to-consumer, e-com. There are many companies that have relied on brick-and-mortar retail. Well, that's gone for right now, or limited in its capacity until we get back to normal. So pivoting is critical when a new market demand shifts. So you have to shift with it. Effectively think of it like riding on the waves out in the ocean. You can't barrel your way through them. You got to be able to move in motion with the waves and know the direction they're going, or else you'll get crushed. It's no different in this environment we're in today. It's critical that when this new market disruption happens, you have a plan in place, but the plan has to match everything that you've done previously outside of a new product category, but it must be within your competency. If it's not within your core competency, the issue that you face is you're having to learn a whole new market. You don't have time. You don't have time to learn a whole new market. You want to make sure core competency is at the heart of any decision that you're making. And then also that your culture stays intact. You want people to be passionate about your company, passionate about your brand, and also believe in what you're doing is right. Many times companies throw things at wall, do a shotgun approach, and they don't really have any real explanation to why they're doing things. And if they don't understand it, can you imagine trying to explain that to your executive team or your employees? So make sure that you take the time to evaluate and plan properly. It's critical in this environment when the market demand shifts the way it is today. And you want to work towards your strengths. Adapt to this environment. Adapting means you got a product that you know will create demand. You need to have all of the other pieces in place. And in this case, many people did not have the technology or the bandwidth to be able to migrate to e-com business as quickly as they should have. So it goes beyond product. It goes beyond core competency. But both of these adapt to the environment that you're in. So work towards your strengths. Adapt to this environment that we're in today. There's nothing we can do about it. But you can find opportunities that many companies have. And again, when I work with brands and I talk with brands about this environment that we're in, it's really two levels that I see. One is that either they're panicking, trying to find a way to salvage or even grow their business, and others that see it as an opportunity to be able to move into new markets, take a rest, evaluate things that they've been thinking about before, and it gives them a good context to do that in. And I find every brand I've worked with, the successful ones are the ones that took the deep breath evaluated the situation, found a way to adapt, both short-term, but understood the short-term is also an opportunity for them long-term. Guess what? We're moving to e-com and D2C. Make sure you have a plan in place right now. If you don't have one, you're behind the ball. And if you don't get out of the way, it's going to get bigger and bigger and run you over. So pivoting many times forces you to do things that you needed to do in the first place. You just haven't done it yet. But again, when you're evaluating, I can't say this or emphasize it enough, is that maintaining your culture plus your product position is integral. Don't take a short-term gain for long-term pain. What I mean by that is that if you are a premium brand, you've been able to establish yourself that way, make sure you maintain that. Don't find outlets where it degrades your brand equity, degrades the trust of those in the marketplace. And I say trust because if you're in this panic mode, which I found with several of my brands, is that you're inevitably going to make a bad decision. And bad decisions are hard to take back in the environment that we're in today. Employees, as well as your community, you've built a trust with around not just your product, but your culture and what you stand for on your foundational principles. So always make sure that you're maintaining your culture and your positioning. So always having a plan in place and making sure that whatever comes along, that you have an effective solution that's been well thought out. And what that does is that builds a real comfort level with everybody inside of the company. And many times what I've seen with the brands that I work with that are very successful in this new environment, it almost creates a little bit of a passion inside the company as something new, something that you're breaking the wrapper on, but still maintains your foundational principles of what the brand and the product is all about. You just found a new opportunity to take what you already do very well and just adapt it to something that's in high demand. But the other point I make with companies as well is make sure that whatever you're planning, that there's a market for it beyond the current environment that you're in. What I mean by this is face masks are very important and they'll continue to be important. And I think it's a great market for those pursuing it. But when you look at other categories of business that may be temporary in nature, a one-hit wonder, I call them, commodity-driven price points with high competitive levels with big companies that are better at it than you are, then it's probably best to stay away. But there are things that you can do in this current environment that will allow you to be successful. And you should maximize that opportunity right now. If there's an area that you've been looking to adapt, and that could be technology, it could be your ERP system, it could be your e-com D2C efficiency, your EDI integration with your retailers. It's very important right now when you start looking at retail relationships. They don't want the at-risk of inventory. So what they're looking for are partners that have solutions that are already in place that are effectively plug and play. For them, that's a huge benefit because they also see the environment we're in as migrating more and more to e-com and D2C, and they want to take advantage of that. So when you start working with your retail partners and those of you that are distributing into the Dick's and the Sport Checks of the world, give them the opportunity to partner with you that has your act together on e-com and D2C and do a plug and play program, that they'll love that type of strategy. Eventually, we'll get back to the brick and mortar side of the business, and that will continue to be a long-term opportunity. But the e-com and D2C side of this business is not going away anytime soon, regardless of COVID. This will eventually pass, as others have, but what won't pass is you need to take a risk and pivot in this marketplace And also understand that in the future, we will have another pandemic or other type of emergency that you need to adapt to. And if you got caught off guard with COVID, which many people did, it's a great learning experience that as you move forward in building your business, that you have a plan in place to pivot. But also understand that plan has to go beyond product and opportunity. It can't be something that's not right for your brand that builds distrust from employees as well as your community and also degrades your brand equity. So always ensure that no matter what you do, regardless of the environment, have a plan in place. Make sure you're evaluating. Make sure it's part of your core competency. Ensure that you have the right people in place with the right tools to execute the plan and adapt and pivot. If you pivot, you plan properly, you evaluate opportunities, evaluate the risk with your ability to execute against your plan. So as we go through this COVID-19 crisis, many of us were not prepared for. Many of the companies I work with obviously were not prepared for. But what you should be prepared for is the ability for you to pivot if something like this happens again. So if you're caught off guard, hopefully this was something that will allow you to define your future and build a successful platform to pivot off of, no matter the situation, the circumstance, or the environment that you're in. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Podcast today. I really appreciate your time. And I hope you enjoy the subjects that we're bringing up here with the Visionary Chronicles. It's more diversified, talked about business strategy, areas of support that you need in functional areas, but also on the personal side. There's a lot of things that you deal with as an entrepreneur, small business owner, manager, or executive. So we want to make sure we're addressing those as well. So if you like the content, I just wanted to kind of put something out there that hopefully you could join or subscribe to the Visionary Podcast, or at least give us a shout out on the rating. We'd really appreciate it. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. And for those that do give us a rating, we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some t-shirts, some different stickers, some rings that we're giving out, some super cool rings on the Visionary side. And different subjects. If you've got some subjects you would like us to talk about, you can see when I introduce the podcast each week that these usually come from our listeners on a subject area of concern with them or area that they would like me to talk about. And also, we're going to be starting our interviews. And if there's anybody out there, we've got about 10 lined up right now. We have former executives from Action Sports Industry, Sporting Good Industry, ones that you'll find very intriguing. We're going to have also some graphic designers that will be joining the podcast as well. So if you've got an idea of some people we might want to interview, I'd certainly appreciate it.